This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. Tickling your fur ears on Thursdays, only here on the Bear Radio Network, eclectic gay radio. This is your furry host, Ron Serratia, author of the book Bears on Bears, and I'm hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trowel and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup.
Last night, hairy, overweight men who call themselves bears were having sex outside the house. Some of them even growled at me.
And the Oscar for the greatest achievement in depiction of sexual perversion goes to The Three Bears in a Dirty Shame. No, not a contender for a single lousy Oscar, but it piss your pants funny. September brought the nationwide theatrical release, or perhaps we should say ejaculation, of the deliciously twisted new John Waters movie, A Dirty Shame, which features a number of it. Two-legged bears. A whole handful of men from the Chesapeake Bay Bears, my old alma mater Bear Club, acted in this feature-length comedy flick, set of course in Waters' native Baltimore. The three fledgling actors got their big film biz break playing themselves, more or less. Starring alongside Tracy Ullman, Johnny Knoxville, and Chris Isaac, are Balto Bears Dave Dunham as Mama Bear, Dave Moretti as Papa Bear, and Jeffrey Auerbach as Kelsa Freeze, the Baby Bear. One of these talented lifters has already left his Baltimore den in hopes of launching a career in Hollywood. Good job to all the Chesapeake Bay Bears and John Waters, and good luck! Let's just hope that bearish filmmaker Scott Rudin still has that casting couch. Waters, gay filmmaker of notorious feature-length exercises in depravity, hairspray, and pink flamingos, was whoring himself on the talk show circuit to promote his new delightfully filthy movie. In interviews all over gay mainstream media, including The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and Air America Radio's Unfiltered, the radical and cult-revered Waters chatted positively and enthusiastically about bear subculture, along with a list about as long as a cub's arm with an apple in its fist of other so-called sexual fetishes.
You will meet every sexual perversion in a comic way. They're all sexual minorities that are quite organized. Bears are a new thing. Bears are middle-aged, hairy, overweight, homosexual.
It's gonna be a bear quake!
I find even to go way out on a limb for the sexuality to be astounding in a way. And I respect anybody that's extreme in their taste.
In an interview with Chesapeake Bay Bears Club President Charlie Hopwood in the October 2004 issue of American Bear Magazine, Waters explained, "Bears are one of the neighbors that move in, and Tracy Ullman's character and her husband, Chris Isaac, are totally confused by bears, like probably a lot of people are. As much as the bear movement is known now, and believe me, I'm in Provincetown now, and it was Bear Weekend this past weekend with thousands of bears, cubs, otters, and everybody. When my agent said, after reading the script, 'What in the hell are bears?' I said, 'Just type that word into your computer.' Then I heard him say, 'Oh my God.' But generally, a lot of people don't know about bears. This may be the first time that bears play a significant part of a plot in an American movie. I'm sort of making fun of everything I love. In this movie, everything is sort of exaggerated. So the bears are constantly growling and have significant otters and huzz bears. I got all this from doing a lot of research. There's so many bear books out now and bear websites and such. I guess at first bears did surprise me, because I always think my generation has to eroticize everything, and being basically middle-aged and overweight or husky is a new thing to be eroticized in homosexual culture. So I find it delightful that there are always new ways for people to eroticize themselves. Excuse me, Mr. Waters, but I believe you meant Summer Bear Week with the P-Town Bears. The iconoclastic Waters also wagged his disturbingly large tongue about bear subculture with Greg Varner in the January issue of the Gay and Lesbian Review. All gay people know about bears, and no straight people know about bears. And I'd say bears are by far the biggest minority in this movie. There are bear magazines and everything, and straight people really don't have any idea about it. How did that not cross over? They're pretty visible. Even the bears, when I talk to them, seem so serious about it. They don't seem to laugh about it at all. I said, "Did you tell your parents you're a bear?" I'm sorry, I would start laughing. I mean, how liberal can parents be?
"We know you're gay." "What? You're a bear? What does that mean? Do I have to hide the cereal?"
It could be a great comedy skit, coming out to your parents as a bear. The vocabulary is fun. Huzz bear and otter and all that. It's so great. The vocabulary of any underground. I don't care if it's straight bikers or what. I'm fascinated by their vocabulary because it's a secret language. That's what I love about the bears most. This subculture seemed to advance fairly quickly and grew really fast. And was accepted really fast in the gay world. And the odd thing about it is that all straight middle-aged men are bears, usually. But you can't be a straight bear. You're just a man. Beg to differ, Mr. Waters, but... oh, half of the bears here in the bear soup hot tub are straight. What does the future hold for John Waters?
Oh, you don't know. A dirty shame could be a musical. We could have singing bears.
We couldn't agree more. About that Oscar, well, there's always next year, although only John Waters knows how he will top a movie with a catchphrase threatening the very limits of human decency. And no, we're not saying he's a top. But with those pencil mustaches he's got, what do you think? Coming up on future editions of Bear Soup. You don't know dictionaries if you don't know how these latest authors and librarians have been defining bears. Excerpts from my new collection of bearotica, Bear Lust, Hot, Hairy, Heavy Fiction, from Allison in bookstores now. And we review Cachorro, the feature-length Spanish-language tragicomedia from bear-identified filmmaker Miguel Albaladejo, playing in select markets to be released on DVD soon from TLA Videos, entitled Bear Cub. Well, folks, our water is all logged, the hot tub filter is here clogged, and it's time to get back to our blogs. Thanks for turning your furry ears here to Bear Soup. I'm your hot tub host, Ron Serratia. My website's at suresha.com. Until next time, grr pals.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.